Now my guest has arrived in the studio, filled him up with loads of biscuits. I'm joined in the studio by Mike Conyers from Crushes Manor Clinic. He was here to talk about his new adventure and fundraiser for SNAP, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I said that right, Mike?
Indeed, I think you have.
Kind of. Now, you've done lots of fundraising. Now, last year, you jumped out of an aeroplane. You did have a parachute on, by the way. Jumped out of an aeroplane. You've run the London Marathon a few times as well. Yeah. And this is all a more an amazing achievement because you are blind. And I have to say that at the beginning, just because what you're doing is fantastic. But doing it and not being sighted is even more incredible.
You may think so, but...
I think it is. I mean, the marathon running was just... That was all that way and...
A lot of training. Obviously, I joined the 15 Trotters and was aidly helped by Steve Rich, one of their trainers.
Yeah.
Challenging, running 3 and 4 times a week, particularly on the Sunday when it was a long run. And there are obviously extra challenges for me. We link each other with a wristband.
Yeah.
And you've got to look out for... dips in the pavement, driveways, leaves, loose stones, overhanging trees and bushes, lampposts, all kinds of things, really. And then the steps, the curbs down.
Yeah.
Your guide really needs to develop a link with you, an understanding, to be able to tell you when the curb is coming up, how deep the curb is, and to accelerate, and to encourage and motivate. And
isn't it a bit like when you're in a car? You know, I don't know if you know the cars when they do the rally, and you say 200 yards, turn left, turn right. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to have good coordination, good understanding, good cooperation between each other. And it's often a compliment that sometimes a running partner you're running with forgets you can't see, which is a compliment. And then sometimes you might trip. I think in the training, I twisted my right ankle twice, went over it, and left ankle once. But fortunately, being a physiotherapist, I was able to treat myself with some ultrasound and some acupuncture, and by the next weekend, be running again. So it shows that immediate treatment helps. Being able to treat yourself helps as well, enormously.
Now, you're setting off on the 18th of June with your son, Mike, to climb a
Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro, let me get it right.
You're not coming with me, are you?
I don't think you'd be able to drag me up there. I'd be at the bottom. You're raising funds for SNAP. But before we talk about the climb itself, can you tell everybody about SNAP? I know you've talked
about
them before.
Special needs and parents. Yeah, I think most people know about them in Brentwood. A Brentwood charity to look after families with special needs, children who've got learning difficulties. And I've treated a lot of the voluntary workers there and know very well Hilary Needham and Nicola. I'm just very impressed with the work they do. It's essential work and supporting something in the order of 1,500 families within Brentwood. And they're very, very grateful for the funds that have risen and the work that I've done. And they've showed me around the centre, and I'm so very, very impressed and pleased and thrilled with the work that they do. And I could have run for other charities, and maybe I will do in the future, but some of them raise enormous funds, and SNAP are short of funds, and it's their 25th anniversary this year, so it's a special year for them. So it's really very important and vital that they need all the help and continued support that we can all give them within Brentwood.
Now, if you go to allthews.com/MikeConyersKilimanjaro, you can make a donation there for the climb as well. So you can basically put that down, and all that money will be going towards a SNAP. And now, how fit, because you are very fit, because obviously you run marathons and you have to be fit to run 26 miles. So how fit do you need to be to do the climb? And have you had to do any specialist kind of training for this?
Well, I will do. It's the weather that's holding everybody back at the moment. It's so wet. Mm. I need to wear my wellies to go out.
Don't mind climbing in those.
Maybe even waders.
Yeah.
So I'm a member of the Brentwood Ramblers, and usually go out with those at the weekends. Unfortunately, so far this year, I've only been out once with them because the weather's been so wet. Mm. But I'm also looking possibly at Easter time to get into... Lake District, maybe do some climbing in the Lake District, some of the hills there, or even maybe over to Snowdon. But there's nothing of comparison to Kilimanjaro when you're talking about 19,500 feet. So it's higher than the base camp of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
The challenges will be the your responses really to altitude. Aren't they going to develop altitude sickness or not?
And it can be quite life-threatening, can't it?
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
I mean, people do die.
Yeah.
Every year climbing Kilimanjaro, but the numbers are small compared with the numbers who climb it.
Yeah.
There are 5 or 6 different routes. So I would question whether the people who do have difficulties really have good health before they go, really.
Mm.
Yes, I go to the gym regularly. I go to Morton's gym and train at least twice a week. And I also go to a spinning class once a week as well. So I try and keep myself fit, and that's the answer, is to be as fit as you can. Can I do altitude training? Well, there are no high mountains in Britain.
Yeah.
So I had been with my son 4 years ago now to Colorado skiing there. That was up to 12,000 feet.
Mm.
And I think that just encouraged me to take deep breaths every few minutes. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to overcome that, and it won't be a major issue.
Do you get acclimatised when you set off? When you get there, do you actually stay at the base camp for, is it a day or two? Or how does the climb progress? Do you get sort of used to the altitude and then you climb a little bit at a time? And what are the conditions there as well? Is it sort of
good question?
Yeah.
Good question. Well, you start off in sort of rainforest, tropical forest at the bottom, so it's quite warm, and it changes as you climb over the 6 days. There is one day when you climb 400 metres and then you come back down again, and it's a day of acclimatisation. Mm. So it's not a strenuous day, one day of adjustment, really. other than that, it's 77 kilometres, about 46 miles, but that's not on the flat, it's going up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's challenging. I've done quite a bit of walking in the Pennines, walking the Pennine Way. I'm a great fan of Albert Wainwright, and walking on rocks and limestone and things like that. So I know something of what might be expected, but the last day is the challenge, basically. I think you go to bed early and then wake up at 12, and you have to finish the ascent in the dark, where things are still frozen, the ground is still frozen and hard.
Yeah.
So you're walking on snow and climbing on ice and ultimately reach the summit. That's the challenge.
And right.
That will be achieved.
I'm going to take a quick break, Mike, because we'll be back in a couple of minutes. I've just got to do some travel for you, then we'll be talking more to Mike Conyers about his trip. It'll be in June, and he's climbing, I'm going to say it again, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. There we go, I said it right.
Well done, thank you.
Right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hitting the headlines.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
All right, let's have a look at the travel. Oh dear. Right, here we go. Now, a flooding on the A120 Coggeshall Road in both directions in Bradwell. That's at the street junction. A quick look at some of the other problems on the road at the moment. Don't forget, roadworks on during off-peak periods on the A13 Stavenhope Bypass. That's on the A1013. You've also got Hobbs Cross Road in Harlow. At that junction, it's a little bit slow there. That's due to the roadworks. Burnt Mill Lane in Harlow is closed between the A414 Fifth Avenue and the Burnt Mill Corner. That's because of bridge maintenance works. At the moment, on the Circle Line, Notting Hill Gate has delays. District Line, Putney Bridge to Wimbledon has delays. And Hammersmith and City, King's Cross St Pancras has no service. Metropolitan Line, Baker Street to Allgate has no service. A quick look on the overground, no reported problems. More traffic and travel with PIP after 12.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood. Exceptional care, exceptionally affordable.
Right, I'm still joined in the studio by Mike Conyers, who's going on a trip, a fantastic trip to climb Count... I keep doing this wrong. Mount Kilimanjaro. For some reason, I've got
it's a mountain,
yes.
It's a mountain.
So you're going to be climbing this, and you're going on the 16th of June.
Yes, indeed.
And how long is it actually going to take? How many days does
well,
it take?
Well, 6 days. 6 days.
Yeah.
6 hard days. 6 long days.
And when you're climbing, have you actually got to have? I can't remember they're called. Do you know when you get the little picks that you put in to pull yourself
no,
up?
No, I hope climbing. Not. I don't think so. I think it's just hard. Climbing, hard hiking, hard walking, 6 to 8 hours a day. Yes, I think it's a slow, long climb. When you use the word climb, often you think of ropes and crampons and pitons and ice axes and so on. No, the ice and the snow comes in the last day, the last summit ascent. Other than that, it's hard walking, hiking, scrambling, and guided by Sherpas and porters who we will take on board when we enter the park of Kilimanjaro.
So how many in the team is there altogether, including the Sherpas?
That's I think we'll be guided at the time. I will have my son there to help, but I'll also have a Sherpa to help guide me as well, and some porters to carry the baggage.
Yeah,
and a guide as well. Yeah, so about four.
When you get to the top, when you're saying it gets very snowy as you get towards the last day,
is it
actually sort of where you put your foot into the snow and it sort of goes down a couple of, you know, when you get that
right,
really heavy snow, or is it quite compacted?
I think what we'll have to do is come back and tell you all about this when I've finished. I think come back and describe what happened. I'm going to take a tape recorder and make an audio diary of each day, so how it is, how I felt, and my descriptions of it all.
Yeah.
So I shall be able to come back and inform you and describe you all about the experiences and what I felt about it all.
And also with the, because I'm always interested in food, as you know, can't help myself. What do you eat
on the mountain?
Yeah.
Well, the Sherpas carry food with them and provide the meals. I'm not sure what they will be. Some sort of maybe some sort of stew of some kind. I'm not sure. Vegetables, I hope, but no, I'm not sure. You're asking me questions I'm not sure about. I shall have to tell you when I come back and fill you in. And if you're really interested, then you'll have to come with me.
Do you know what? If I was, I think it would be fantastic if I was fit. It's just, I am so. That's the thing, because I know you keep very fit and you do your spinning classes and stuff. I'm just, I wouldn't even last like an hour. You'd be like, "Where's Michelle?" I'd be like, "I'm in the food tent."
Right. Okay.
Or being dragged up.
Hanging back.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I'd make it. But you do. What are the plans after you've done this? I know this is coming up in June. What other fundraisers are you going to be doing?
What other things will I do? Well, running the Bentwood Half Marathon this year. What else would I be doing? One of the other things I'd like to do is the London to Brighton cycle race or run. I have in the past been on a tandem and cycle from Brentwood to Cambridge to raise money for a different children's charity that specialises in spasticity.
Yeah.
And my daughter mentioned to me that if I do something with my daughter or my son, it's possibly the Great Wall of China would be quite fun for the Alzheimer's Society.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Now, if you want to sponsor Mike for the charity SNAP, that Special Needs and Parents, which is based in Brentwood, as you know, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary, you can go to allthewsjustgiving.com/Mike Conyers Kilimanjaro. If you go there, you can make a pledge for the trip, which is on the 16th of June. I've got all the details there.
I think you have.
And I said it right without making a mistake. Hello to Robert in the corner, by the way. Hi, Robert. Robert is here in the corner, but you don't want to talk on air, do you, Robert?
No,
there'll be him.
That's a shame.
He's not going to talk. Thanks very much for coming in today, Mike. It's lovely to see you. And come back and tell us all about your trip.
I look forward to it. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you. Right, 11:40.